Adams, Adamly, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
That even blows me away farther. What kind of computational power, server farm, hard drive, blah, 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 electricity must it take?
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
Do you like Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You know, I like some of her stuff. I really like her earlier stuff. But once she became corporate,
what?
You know what's driving me crazy is I really do want to see the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
The movie.
We'll pay the money.
No, it's $20.
I know, it's expensive.
It really is. There's this weird thing about when something becomes, I don't know, slightly higher. The difference between $5 and $20 is really nothing.
Think about the money it would have cost us to have gone toward the actual concert.
The average was $1,300 per person. That's insane.
Then why are we so cheap? Why will we not pay $20?
We're children of depression parents.
True.
It is. It goes from...
Can I tell you something?
What is that?
I paid, I don't know, $7 or $8 for Barbie, okay? The Barbie movie?
Yes.
2 days later, it was free
I know.
It made me sick to my stomach.
It's one of the reasons I am not cutting the cable cord, because it's one of those things that the moment you pay for something, it's free somewhere else. So I've got my cable. When it shows up on my cable, then I'll deal with it.
Well, I can. You know what? We can watch now. We can watch a documentary that's absolutely free.
Absolutely
Why not?
Free. But it won't be as good. Tammy Burns, Billion is the new platinum. Before all of the streaming, what did everybody want? They wanted a platinum album. That is a million sales. That made your album platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're into the streaming world, the new giant gotta have is a billion.
Yeah.
And what really kind of brought that home was Opum Gundam Sai. Was it Gangnam Style? It took 156 days for it to get to a billion views on YouTube. Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, in 2024, and this is why I love Spotify, they release all of this to academics.
Oh.
And you can do all that good stuff. But Taylor Swift is the first artist in 2024 to have 1 billion streams on Spotify. She did it in 14 days.
Mm.
14 days, which just destroyed the earlier record.
Wow.
Now, I'll tell you about that in a little bit.
Wow.
So what does it mean? Well, look, I sat down with a calculator. Hear me out, folks. Du-du-du-du-du. If you simply take Spotify's numbers, and this is not hard to find, just do a quick Google search. Taylor Swift has 107,000,890 monthly listeners as of the fourth quarter of last year. Okay.
Okay.
To hit the billion mark, each one of those listeners must have listened to approximately 93 songs over the course of 14 days or 6.6 songs per day. That seems doable. If you simply are driving your car and you got a Taylor Swift song going.
True.
And there's an amount of time that a stream has to occur for it to be counted.
Yeah.
I think it's 30 seconds, but please don't hold me to that. So, what does it mean? Well, in terms of time, believe it or don't, this has been figured out. It's on Hypebot, H-Y-P-E-B-O-T. The average Taylor Swift song is 3 minutes and 35 seconds long. They figured it out per album. So, for easy numbers, Let's go with 3.5 minutes per song. That means a total of 3.5 billion minutes listened to. Yes.
Woo.
There are 525,600 minutes in a year. So the dividing that in those 14 days, there was 6,659 years of Taylor Swift music listened to.
Whoa.
Now, if you divide that by 14 days, you get 475.6 years of Taylor Swift music listened to every day. Or 19.82 years of Taylor Swift music listened to every hour. Or just over 4 months of Taylor Swift music listened to every minute.
What does that mean to Taylor?
I don't know. I say I don't know, but later on I'm going to quote Snoop Dogg. He was on a podcast and somebody said to him, "Don't you have a billion streams? Aren't you part of the billion club?" And he said, "I am." Well, how much money did you make? He gave an answer. And I'll tell you what that answer is.
I can't wait.
Oh, you will be disappointed.
Aww.
Here's the thing. If Taylor Swift keeps this up, and maybe she can, but I don't know how anyone can. If she has a billion streams every 14 days, at the end of the year, that would be 26 sets of 14-day periods, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 1 year, she would have 26 billion streams. That means in a single year, she will almost defeat the most streamed artist on Spotify history. Not just his current year, his all-time number of streams. That's Drake.
Really?
Drake has 28 billion streams. I don't know that she can keep this up. I mean, things do ebb and flow, wax and wane. But if she does, she'll almost defeat the most streamed artist in Spotify history in a year. Oh, and by the way, Swift is not the most followed artist on Spotify. I would have bet the farm that she was.
Who is?
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
There's an Indian artist named Arit Singh. He is number two.
Yeah.
I guess it helps when your country has a billion people.
Oh, yeah.
What drives me out of my brain. How much computational power, how much hard drive space, how much bandwidth, how much electricity did it take for there to be 1 billion streams of Taylor Swift's music?
I can't even think.
I can't fathom how it's done.
I can't fathom.
I understand the concept of a server farm, meaning there's not just one box that's giving everybody, you know, the Taylor Swift songs.
Right.
So it's all of these computers put together with a firewire, and the wire is faster than the CPU. So basically the computers become one computer. But it's insane to me that at any point in time, we're talking millions and millions and millions of people listening to the single song.
Mm-hmm.
How many songs? How many times is that song on how many servers? I know I don't have any of that. I would love to find that, and if I do, I will give you the answers. However, all I have for you is this billion. So what we're going to do today is talk about the number a billion.
Nice.
Because there is this thing on Spotify that is called the Billions Club.
Really?
And we'll talk about how fast people get there, who has the most. And I have, right now, of the 400... Where is the number? I think it's 465. There's only 465 people who have gotten to a billion streams. Not just by a song, but also just by, you know, existing.
Is it going to be people I know?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg does not have a single song that has been streamed a billion times.
Really?
But his catalog has. So there's yet another distinction. That's the kind of stuff we're going to talk about. Remember, billion is the new platinum. It's Taylor Swift, believe it or do not, here on the Rock School Radio Show.
People dream high in the quiet of the night, you know.
I'm here right now.
I scream for whatever it's worth. I'm off, you ain't that the worst thing you ever heard.
Coming out of Taylor Swift, I made the statement that Snoop Dogg does not have a single song that has hit a billion. We're talking Spotify, by the way. Maybe he does on YouTube. I just don't know. However, on Spotify, I did not find any song by him that hit a billion, yet his whole catalog has blatantly hit a billion.
Wow.
So, does Taylor have any songs that hit a billion? You betcha. Blank Space hit 1.6 billion. Cruel Summer, which we just played, also 1.6 billion. I Don't Want to Live Forever, 1.5 billion. Andy Hero, 1.3 billion. Shake It Off, 1.2 billion. Lover, 1.2 billion. And it's 1.9, but you know, 1.2 billion. And Style, 1.106. Cardigan, 1.101. Look What You Made Me Do, 1.046.
Wow.
Which means, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10.
10 songs that have gone to a billion.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I can only sing lyrics to, I think, two of them.
Oh.
And that's about it.
I'll pay you not to sing. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, there are now 400, and I think 65 songs that have hit a billion views. I have it on here somewhere. I will look it up. There are now 465 songs that have hit a billion on YouTube. Hit a billion on YouTube. If you're interested, Gangnam Style, which was really the one that brought this idea of a billion to light.
Right.
It is now 11th. It has 4.8 billion.
Oh.
Right this very second, Tammy Burns.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you think is the number one song. By the way, it has 13 billion YouTube views.
Yeah, okay. In my head, I'm thinking Mariah Carey, the Christmas song that she sang that's so popular.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think? I didn't look for her specifically, but I'm telling you, she never showed up on anything. I think it's because she's seasonal. There's just not enough time. You start to get her late October.
Okay.
But then, once the 25th hits, done.
Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, help me.
No,
yes?
No. Number 10. This is YouTube once again. YouTube. 4.9 billion. Learning Colors by Color for Eggs on a Farm. Okay. 4.9 billion. This is number 9. Uptown Funk. Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson.
Okay.
Fine.
I buy that.
5.4 billion is Phonics song with two words. Do you see what's happening here? It's a lot of little kid stuff where they probably give it to the kid and it plays on rotate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like this.
Number 7 is Wheels on a Bus. Number 6 is, and I would have never guessed, you could have had me guess 10,000 artists. I'd have never done it. See You Again by Wiz Khalifa. Name any, sing anything by Wiz Khalifa.
No.
Number 5, 6 billion, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. 6.3, The Bath Song by Cocomelon. It's a kid thing. It's a kid thing. Number 3, Johnny Johnny by Yes Papa from Lulu Kids. I don't know.
You've messed us up, man.
I have no idea.
You have not given us great instructions about the billion dollar club.
Number 2. This is YouTube once again. Luis Fonsi, Despacito.
Ooh.
There you go.
I do love that.
That's 8.2. Okay, one left. Anything stick in your head?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
By the way, Despacito, 8.2 billion.
Mine was Mariah. I would think it would be some Spanish song.
You would think, like a Bad Bunny? Something like that?
Yeah.
Lovely. No. Despacito is 8.2. The number one is 13 billion. Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do.
Shut up.
I'm not shutting up. I cannot. Baby Shark, 13 billion. I'm not playing Baby Shark. Here's Despacito on Rock School.
Oh no. Go. See Sabes que ya llevo un rato mirándote. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. Vi que tu mirada ya estaba llamándome. Muéstrame el camino que yo voy. Oh, tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso. Y tienes a mi boca.
Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido. Despacito.
Billion is the new platinum. Now, the last time we spoke, I was talking about views on YouTube. And the reason I even looked it up was because Billion really came into view and Gangnam Style came out. And that was through YouTube. That even blows me away farther. What kind of computational power, server farm, hard drive, blah, 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 electricity must it take to do this? I mean, you gotta have your own wind farm to do that.
Ooh, crazy.
If you're interested, Spotify, those of you who use Spotify, there's a thing called a Billions Club. Just simply go on the Google or go to Spotify and look up the Billions Club. And what you'll get is a playlist and then something else. I don't remember how they did it, but the playlist is what I thought was interesting. It's just simply all, and I'm right, by the way, 565 songs. Did I say 565 or 465?
565.
Okay, it's 565. If you look at it, it's real easy to find. As of January 2024, 565 songs. I copied this from Spotify text. 565 songs have surpassed 1 billion streams. 61 have surpassed 2 billion, 4 have surpassed 3 billion, and Blinding Lights is the only song that has surpassed 4 billion. That's by The Weeknd. Or if you say it the way it's spelled, The Weeknd kind of thing. Where am I here? As of January 2024, Weeknd is the most streamed artist on Spotify to date. While Dance Monkey by Australian singer-songwriter Tone is the most streamed by a female artist. English singer Dua Lipa has the most songs in the top 100 for a female artist with 5 entries. The newest song was Harry Styles' As It Was. And by the way, that's changed.
Oh, yeah?
That's changed. I have something later on, the newest people. In fact, just within the week of we recording this show, 2 new ones came in, so Harry Styles is 3rd. The oldest song in the top 100 is Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay? So if you're wondering, for the sake of argument, I have here the top 10 streamed songs, and they start at 2.856. Number 10, Rockstar. Do you know it?
I don't think so.
By Post Malone. Stay by The Kid LAROI and Justin Bieber. That's 9. One Dance by Drake. Again, how old am I?
I don't know.
As It Was by Harry Styles. There you go. There you go. Starboy, The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk. I don't know it. Dance Monkey by Tones and I. I don't know it. Sunflower by Post Malone. I don't know it. Someone You Loved by Louis Capaldi. I know Louis Capaldi.
You do?
I do.
Oh?
Number 2, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. And The Weeknd, Blinding Lights.
I know that.
I saw The Weeknd live.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was.
I couldn't sing a note of Blinding Lights if you put a gun to my head.
No one can. It's a dance song.
Okay. The Weeknd, 4.012 streams. As of, and again, Spotify updates this constantly.
Nice.
As of when I put this show together.
Yeah.
Who's listening to us?
KSKQ. Ashland, Oregon.
Beautiful. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Coming out of the break, there's a website out there called muted.io, which I use a good bit, and I like to go out of my way to make a point of saying I got the information from them. All of these little pieces of information are from them. 7 years ago, Drake became the first artist to have a song reach 1 billion plays on Spotify with the smash One Dance from his album views. So he was the first one
wow.
to get there. The oldest song ever to receive a billion streams was Creedence Clearwater Revival's Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Now, I know what you're going to say. You just said previous that the oldest song on the billions list was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, Queen.
Well, that billions list was only dealing with like the top few. So it was like the top 100. So Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Yeah, it hit a billion, but that puts it way down in the billions list. So the longest song is by T. Botay, 657. Hotel California is at 631. The shortest song is by Hope. Or Is Hope by Extension at 1 minute and 50. Then there's a woman named Joycelyn Flores, also by Extension at 159. No idea. Have you ever heard of those?
Never.
Yeah. The latest editions, remember I said that two came on?
Right.
The latest editions, the first within the week that I was researching this, All the Small Things by Blink 182 and Paradise City by Guns N' Roses.
What?
There you
what
go.
Happened that they came on so strong?
I don't know that anything happened.
I mean, like a movie with a song in there?
That's
you know what I mean?
That's a heck of a good question. I have no idea.
How did people get introduced to that music?
I don't know. I wish I did. I don't have an answer for you. However, the first Beatles song to reach a billion streams. Now, you say, well, it's the Beatles. My God, why weren't they at a billion streams almost immediately? Because the Beatles are extremely protective of their music, and it took them forever to even get on digital media.
Okay.
Here's the fun part. Those of you who are Beatles fans, name the first Beatles song to get to a billion streams.
Help.
And you
Help.
would that's what I would think.
Help.
It's going to be a Lennon-McCartney composition.
Yeah.
It's not. It's written by George Harrison.
What?
Can you do it? What's the big George Harrison song?
I don't know.
I would have said something, because what I read was written that way. What do you think it is? It's written by George Harrison. I went, oh, something. Something in the way she moves.
Yeah, so what is it?
Here Comes the Sun.
Doodin, doodin.
That's right.
Here comes the sun.
And it sounds like this correctly here on Rock School.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right. It's all right.
Talking a billion streams on Spotify, at least. We do mention YouTube, but mostly on Spotify. Why? Because I can get the Spotify data. They actually put it out there. Let's do bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. Why? Because as soon as we're done with this, what somebody has done is taken all these songs and then did a meta of them all. To basically state, I want to create a song that has a billion streams. Well, here's what they all have in common. So 7 days, 70 seconds. Here you go. These be the dates. March 4th all the way through March 10th. Tammy's got Monday. Go.
March 4th, 1966. In the London Evening Standard, John Lennon is quoted saying, "We're more popular than Jesus right now."
March 5, 1983, Michael Jackson's album Thriller begins its dominance of the charts with Billie Jean hitting number one, and it'll sit there for 7 weeks.
March 6, 1966, Frank Zappa signs his first record contract with MGM.
March 7, 2001, the National Endowment for the Arts releases their 365 Songs of the Century. White Christmas is number one.
March 8, 1969, Happy Birthday becomes the first song performed from outer space.
March 9, 1979, ABC airs the John Denver and the Ladies special featuring Tina Turner. You couldn't do that today.
I think I saw that.
Did you?
I did.
March 10th, 2003, Dixie Chicks lead singer Natalie Maines says, quote, We're ashamed that the President of the United States is from Texas, from a stage in London, and backlash occurs.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, and that wraps up 7 days and 70 seconds. Okay, once again, a few different websites decided to look at all the billion songs, all the songs that have hit a billion.
Right.
And then came up with this. You want to write a song that's a billion? Here you go.
Hit me.
Of the songs, the average length is 3 minutes and 39 songs. The average tempo is 113, so slightly less than what they call dance tempo. Dance tempo is 120, 2 beats per second. So slightly less than dance tempo. The major key, if you write your song in a major key, you should write it in D, followed by A flat and G. I'm really surprised G wasn't the number one key.
Why?
Gospel G.
Oh. Yeah.
That G comes from the world of gospel music. And you say, well, G doesn't exist for gospel. Well, it's because most of the stuff is done on an organ or a piano, and it's really easy to play in G.
That's it.
Yeah, and it's generally where the average person can sing.
Everybody's got to sing along.
Yeah. By the way, Gangnam Style is in G. The Eagles' I Can't Tell You Why is in G. Mm. Pink Floyd's Money is in G. And U2's Beautiful Day is in D. This is the number one key, D. Listen.
It's a beautiful.
So that's what D sounds like.
I'm a G person.
If you no, you're not. You sing in B.
Oh, shut up. I love gospel G.
Well, you run out of breath at the high notes.
Well, I can't sing in that. I can't sing.
The minor key. Mm-hmm. If you write a song in a minor key, A minor is the winner, followed by G minor. That makes a sense. To me, at least, it does. Or C sharp minor. That one doesn't make any sense. Okay, so what does A minor sound like? Well, Hurt by Johnny Cash is in A minor. I Got a Woman by Ray Charles is in A minor. And Oasis's Don't Look Back in Anger is in A minor. Listen.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know?
Okay, so those are your keys. When do you release them? January and October are the best months to release a billion streamer. If you want to put it in the genre that has the best shot, pop is number one, R&B is second. A solo song is the best shot at a billion streams. A collaboration song is the second best, and a group song is the third, in that order. Be a male. So it's
what?
Over. It is predominantly male.
Really?
And I know that sounds sexist, but I've actually written papers on what audiences want to hear. Taylor Swift aside.
Yeah.
Men don't have any trouble listening to another male singer. Women oftentimes seek out a male singer, especially if it's a love song.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can tell you is what the statistics say. Don't get mad at me. So be a male and also sing in English. Yes, yes, I know. Despacito. I gotcha. English is overwhelmingly the number one language.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Let's play a song. Paradise City. Remember I said it was just coming on?
Yeah.
There you go. It's Guns N' Roses here in Rock School. Okay, coming into the break, I want to jump back a little bit. This is why I usually write my scripts. You can hear them when I do that. I had this out of order, so I missed it. Let me go back and hit this. You know who BTS is? It's a South Korean boy band where everybody's super beautiful.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
One of them, Jungkook. I hope I'm saying that correctly. J-U-N-G-K-O-O-K.
Mm-hmm.
He has a hit called Seven featuring Latto. I don't know it. I don't know it. I'm not a 13-year-old girl. It is now the fastest song to reach a billion streams on Spotify. Yeah. And you say, well, wait, you just said Taylor Swift hit a billion. As a total
oh
of all of
God.
Her music.
A lot of people are hitting a billion.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the whole point. Billion is the new platinum.
My gosh.
I agree. But you got to think of all the songs of all the artists. 465 songs? That's low. That really is. He did it in 108 days. He defeated last year's top of the bunch, 112 days. So the BTS kid did it in 108, and Miley Cyrus did it in 112 with the single Flowers.
Wow.
Okay, so there you go. All right, on to what I wanted to talk about in this break.
Mm-hmm.
I pitched this earlier on in the show. Snoop Dogg was asked on a podcast, you've had a million streams. And he said, yes. And of course, it wasn't just a single song. It was all of his music.
Right.
But I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's stunning.
Unbelievable.
A billion. Is that a thousand millions?
It's got to be a lot of money.
It is much. How much did he make? Well, if you look at the money, Spotify pays 0.003. Or 0.005. I think the difference is, and I'm almost positive this is right, the difference is between somebody who is listening without a subscription and somebody who's listening with a subscription. So I think that's where the difference comes from.
Uh-huh.
However, that money is then split again through producers and management and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
A billion streams. He was talking to the Business Unlimited podcast. $45,000.
Wait, what?
A billion streams netted him $45,000.
You cannot live on $45,000.
Absolutely
in California.
Not. Oh, absolutely not. Now, obviously, he tours and he has wine and he has
pots
and all of that. He's got multiple revenue streams. But it ain't because of the streaming music. Yeah, $45,000. That seems almost criminal to me. And you wonder why I talk about people can't make a living in this world. So who's listening to us?
KRSC, Claremore, Oklahoma, Roger State University.
Perfect. Back in a minute here in Rock School. We've been talking about individual songs being streamed a billion. We've been talking about an entire artist's catalog being streamed a billion. And we talked about YouTube streams up to a billion. Well, according to Billboard, you can also get a list of albums that have been streamed a billion times. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
Number 10, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour Edit, Post Malone, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, The Weeknd, After Hours, Dua Lipa, Future, Dua Lipa, Post Malone's Hollywood's Bleeding, The Weeknd's Starboy edit. Isn't Post Malone the guy that has this popped into my head? Isn't Post Malone the guy that's got like his eyelids tattooed?
Ooh.
Doesn't it say open, close, open, close? Ooh. I'm almost positive. Number two most streamed album, Ed Sheeran, The Divide album. And the number one streamed. Want to take a guess? It's a Latin artist. Take a guess.
My hips don't lie.
that would make great sense. You're talking Shakira.
Shakira.
It's actually Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti, meaning a summer without you.
Yeah, it's past me.
4.5 billion plays using only songs from the album. There you go. Here's Bad Bunny on Rock School.
Se acostó temprano, mañana hay que estudiar. Pero llamó a la amiga diciendo pa' janguear. Tiene un culito ahí que le acabo de testear. Pero en bajita, ella no es de frontear. Ella es calladita. Si hay sol, hay playa. Si hay playa, hay alcohol. Si hay alcohol, hay sexo. Si es contigo, mejor. Si hay sol, hay playa.
Coming into the last break, I should have done this earlier in the show, like one of the breaks, but when you start talking about billion, and by the way, don't ever be that person when you're talking to somebody and you say, well, that's 4.6 billion with a B. We can all spell billion.
No, I can't.
Okay. How much is a billion, by the way, if you want to count to a billion? 3 seconds per number. I get it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a lot quicker. But when you get up into 10,477,821.6, when you get up in there, 3 seconds per number to count to a billion, 95.1 years. Get started. 1 million seconds is 11.6 days. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. A million oranges would fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool. A billion oranges would fill Yankee Stadium. Where are you going to get a billion oranges?
Florida.
Yeah. A million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 31. A trillion seconds. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, how many billionaires are there? Well, a heck of a lot more than there were a while ago. As a matter of fact, this is the time right now where there are the most billionaires in the world. Who is the richest man in the world right now?
Do you know? The Amazon dude.
Wouldn't you think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's third. Number one is Bernard Arnault. He's in France.
Okay.
I have no idea. Number two is Elon Musk. Now, look, some of you are going to go, no, Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. It has to do with stock prices, because what I was looking at here was the Forbes Farm list, which is an active list. So if the stocks go down and something goes up and all that, you're the richest man in the world, then you're fifth, then you're second, then you're first, then you're third. So when I grabbed it, Musk was second. Number three, Jeff Bezos. Number four, Larry Ellison. He's from Oracle Corporation. Warren Buffett is at number five, Berkshire Hathaway. It's an investment firm. Six, Bill Gates, Microsoft. Seven, Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg, obviously. Carlos Slim is number eight. Mexico Telmex. I mean, you make a call in Mexico, this fella gets a little bit of money. A fella now with Reliance Industry, Mukesh Ambani. I'm probably wrong about that. Steve Ballmer, also with Microsoft. He is number 10. Now, here's the question. Is there a trillionaire in the world? It depends if you want to play with numbers we don't have.
Okay. What?
It is said there have been multiple leaders who were worth $1 trillion, and it was measured on the amount of land that at the time the person was lording over. Genghis Khan was said to be a trillionaire. Amenhotel II, Pharaoh of Egypt, was said to be a trillionaire. Augustus Caesar, Emperor of Rome, was said to have ruled over $1 billion worth of stuff. King Solomon, King of Israel, obviously, he would have been a trillionaire. And Mansa Musa. Many people were stating that this is and has always been the richest man in the world. His name is, again, Mansa Musa. I might be pronouncing Musa incorrectly. He was the king of the Mali Empire and the Timbuktu Empire in Africa. He held something like an eighth of the world.
Wow.
So is there a trillionaire today? Maybe. Maybe. It could be Mohammed bin Salam, the de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia.
I would buy that, yeah.
Think of a ruler, mm-hmm. all of Saudi Arabia, all of its oil reserves,
yeah.
all of its natural gas.
Oh, yeah.
It's entirely possible we have a trillionaire today. I wonder if you'd give me $20.
No.
$20. I need it till payday.
Stop it.
I don't know when payday is. So that wraps it up. Hey, billion is the new platinum, and it will keep going up and up and up. Because obviously, was all the small things in Paradise City just came on the Billions Club. Mm-hmm. So people are going, and I don't know why, but things become, you know, popular
things.
And fall away.
Right.
So it's entirely possible. I didn't look, but I have to believe, like, Welcome to the Jungle, you know, by Guns N' Roses.
Right.
Has got Sweet Child of Mine has got to be a billion.
You would think.
I don't know. I could check, and I'm sure you could check it as well. Get your phone, except if you're driving, okay? Then stop immediately. Pull to the side of the road. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
Done. A billion thanks. That's 1,000,000,000 thanks. Class is dismissed.